This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Talking all things ATM in just a few moments' time. Quick reminder, though, that every Thursday, myself and the team at Virtue Zone bring you the latest in the startup world, from success stories to valuable advice on how to run an SME here in the UAE or aspiring to start your own business. You'll get some free advice. Tune in, starting up with Virtue Zone Thursdays from 1 p.m. You can listen back to the podcasts on DubaiEye1038.com. ATM day two about to get underway. ATM day one was busy, busy, busy. Why? Well, there's over 160 countries that are, of course, exhibiting at the event. One of those countries is, of course, the beautiful island of Jamaica, a dynamic tourism industry that remains steadfast at the moment, laying a solid foundation for remarkable growth in the years ahead. And as if fate would have it, you know what I was watching just a couple of nights ago? You know what I was doing just a couple of nights ago? I was sat in front of the TV watching, of course, Bob Marley, One Love. One Love. And you know what? It's the power of film, isn't it? Because I was looking at some of those absolutely gorgeous locations in Jamaica, from the Jamaica shoot over there, in a film that you should watch as well. It's a brilliant film. And thought, God, I haven't been for years. Must get back as well. Listen, the film seems to have done the job as well in terms of box office. I've been reading that in Jamaica itself, the film's opening day grossed over $100,000, an 89% market share, setting a record for the biggest box office opening of all time in the country. So obviously gone down well in Bob's home country. Let's find out more from a very special guest. The Jamaican Tourism Minister, no less, is joining us live here in studio. His Excellency the Minister, the Honourable Edmund Bartlett, is joining us here live in studio. Minister, thanks so much indeed for your time.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and very pleasant good morning to the UAE and particularly Dubai. And ATM.
Well, it's great to have you with us here, bringing that beautiful Jamaican smile to proceedings here in the UAE. Just before we get on to the numbers as a whole, just on the One Love film, the beautiful scenery, the beautiful locations, do you see an uptick in the interest in tourists, in interest into the island on the back of the success of a film like that?
Absolutely. A film like this, which has captured the world's attention, with box offices at a record, dollar intake. But it's the interest, and it's what it says about the destination. It's the inquiry that it evokes. It's the interest and the excitement that it exudes. And I think that this is what countries need. Something iconic, something different, something that is alluring, appealing, and at a level that is just not possible for you to better. And we got that from Paramount and the Bob Marley film.
Didn't we just? Well, it is a country, an island that gives so much and has done for so long. And it's the gift that keeps on giving. So I'm reading here as well that the Jamaica Tourism Board announcing at ATM this year that they're going to open a new trade representative office for the Gulf Cooperation Council. Is that an indication of how important this region is for Jamaica?
Absolutely. I've been coming here for 5 years, interrupted, of course, by COVID, but notwithstanding, we picked up just after the Dubai World Expo, and we've taken it to another level. The supply chain disruptions that have affected aviation and, tourism on a whole has somewhat slowed our effort to get direct air connectivity. But we're on, and we're talking with our partners here. We're talking with Emirates. We're looking next door to Saudi and to now the new Riyadh Air that is coming. We're talking with Qatar. We're talking with Etihad. We're talking to all the big players in the GCC countries, and even in the Levant countries as well. We're talking to Royal Jordanian Airline, because to make the connection, and of course Turkish Airline, to make the connection to the Caribbean is very critical. And multi-destination tourism is a model that we're now pursuing to enable large airlines and to come and to have the ability to move from one hub, you know, through the spokes that are around to drive visitorship into our space, but more so to guarantee them load factor, because that's what makes them fly.
Connectivity, from what you're saying, is key here as well to opening up different markets as well. Infrastructure-wise, when it comes to the international airport, Kingston and some parts of Montego Bay as well, are they ready for more inbound passengers?
Absolutely. We just lengthened the runway in Montego Bay that will now allow us to accommodate the 777-300 and making space for the larger units that are coming. So Montego Bay is well set, and if I'm allowed to say, Barbados and Bridgetown, Barbados is also well appointed for that. Domrep is equally well appointed, and of course on the Mexico side, Cancun, they're equally so. So on the Northern Caribbean in particular, and the Southern Caribbean with Barbados as the hub, provides a good opportunity for our partners in this side of the world to be able to fly long haul into our space and be able to move around and to get the kind of load factors that will keep them flying.
I mentioned at the top there that the numbers and the industry as a whole remains steadfast at present. I mean, you and your team's job is to boost those numbers as well. In terms of the sort of tourism numbers, in terms of what that's generating for GDP for Jamaica at the moment, are you seeing that steadily going up at the present?
Absolutely. In fact, the tourism has been the driver of the economic recovery for not just Jamaica, but the entire Caribbean region. Yeah. I pause quickly to may say that the Caribbean is the most tourism-dependent region on Earth. And more than 30% on the average of the GDP for the 28 countries within that archipelago is derived from tourism. In the case of Jamaica, we're 10% direct, and induced and indirect, about 34%. One in five of all jobs created by tourism in the area. And as of the FDI, you know, tourism is the largest driver of FDI. Foreign exchange, it's in excess of 50% across the board, with some countries in the region having up to 80, 90% of their foreign exchange driven by tourism. So Jamaica, we have had 11 consecutive quarters of economic growth since COVID. Now, that's phenomenal. And in all instances, it is tourism that has driven those growth figures. The absolute performance of tourism is seen in the number of jobs that it has brought back. In fact, we are now 100% recovered in terms of the 175,000 jobs that it generates on the island, and we are now going further ahead. This year, we bring 1,000 new rooms to the 32,000 we now have, and that will guarantee us a minimum of 3 to 5% growth just from the share new rooms that we're bringing. So I just got the stats this morning, and for the first quarter of the year, shall I say the first third of the year since the end of April, we are now 1.7 million visitors so far, and that looks like over 5 million visitors for the year. So that's phenomenal.
Extraordinary.
Because it will be the first time that we would be looking at an X in that 5 million mark. And with that, over 5 billion in earnings. So at this point, Jamaica is well set to see what we call the flow-through effect of the tourism dollar in the economy.
Minister, I've got to leave it there. Out of time on this occasion. Congratulations on those new numbers. Enjoy ATM this year. I know you and the team are showing down there. Minister, the Honourable Enma Bartlett, the Jamaica Tourism Minister.
I can't go without inviting you, of course, to visit Jamaica, both of you. And that invitation is to all of UAE and the GCC area. We need to do better. We're growing, but too slow. We want to grow better.
I'm on my way.
So please.
I'm on my way for the cricket as well.
Let this be the special invitation.
Best of luck to the West Indies in the T20 World Cup as well.
See you in Jamaica.
See you in Jamaica. Minister, thank you so much indeed for your time. This is The Business Breakfast.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.